Because I want to talk about something that you just discovered about yourself, but that I've known this whole time.
Yeah.
And I was a little, I think we got off on some rocky terrain earlier today because of that. Can we just bask in the glow of this? We talked about the World Series and what an absolute joy it's been to watch the Yankees' mystique get just decimated by the fact they just can't buy championships anymore. You hate to see it. You hate to see it now that other teams can buy a championship. All of a sudden, the Yankees can't. A tough day. Tough day for those New Yorkers. Well, not as tough as I realized, because New York City is the first metro city to lose a game in the NBA, Major League Baseball, MLS, and NFL on the same day in the regular or postseason.
That's never happened before?
That has never happened before, and only in New York. And now I need to disappear for a good 10 minutes. Don't ask me where I'm going.
Because one of the games that the Yankees beat the Guardians, they won in, I think it was like 6 of the 7 pro sports that they have.
Yep, but not 7 out of 7, but now they've lost.
No, it wasn't a perfect sweep.
Now they've lost 4 of 4.
But they had like 3 different hockey teams included in there and everything. It was like the Islanders and all the other ones.
So this is the Yankees, Knicks, Giants, and whatever the stupid New York soccer team is. I don't even know.
Yeah, and they included that one in the mix, too.
Is it Dynamo? Is that a thing? Did I pull Dynamo?
I thought it was the Red Bulls for some reason.
It's like the New York City Football Club or something.
Oh, way off.
Wow, what a name.
Way off.
They really went out there for that one. Like, they really were like, well, okay, they play in New York City, and they play football in their club.
That's what soccer teams do, though. They put the city, and they just call themselves a club.
Guys, let's not copy the English.
Or it's United.
Okay. 200 and some years ago, guys, we fought to get away from them so we didn't have to do stuff like, I don't know, call it the football club. And when you do that...
Is that what the Boston Tea Party was about?
You're basically like rooting for English Putin. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Like, but that's basically what this is.
I don't know about that one.
Did I go too far? Bridge too far?
I don't know about that one.
All right, well, heat check that one. That was a heat check. All right, that was a Dion Waiters.
Right
the three,
there
it's a 20...
with you up until Putin, man. Right there with you.
Always lose them at Putin. I'll get better. I'll make you buy in. So what was when, how, where, okay. Why did you discover this about yourself?
Yeah, that's going to be a great way to introduce this. let me tell you the time I was watching my own videos on Twitter.
Late night, was it?
It was rather late at night. I was talking to Elise, and then it was, I don't know, it was like 10 o'clock at night, and we're
that's
on the
how
couch.
It starts.
And I wanted to play back one of the clips because I just wanted to, and I wanted to show her how, you know, we have all these cool clips that are now on Twitter, and anytime Keith puts them out there, like, I just think it's really nice. Oh, you know what started it? We were training the kid yesterday named Anthony from Syracuse, not Anthony Lima. He's not getting trained how to do updates. But basically it's Anthony.
Or trained in the other sense.
It's basically Lima 20 years prior. Okay. That's all it is. And I was saying how the kid was he walked up top and he said, "Hey, Jonathan, how's it going?" And I said, that never would have happened a year ago. And I was crediting the videos. I'm like, Anthony clearly went online.
He listens
to the station. He went online. And then he saw the videos that's posted out there. And so he knows what I look like. And I'm like, that's a great thing. Because I've talked about it for years, how like no one knows what I look like in this city. Because I'm nowhere. We don't have video anywhere. And it bothers me. Mm-hmm. And so it's great that we get those video clips out there. I love that.
There's a lot in there, by the way. Of everything you just dispensed, there's a lot in there. But keep going.
I'll keep going. Let's keep cooking, okay? So anyway, so I'm telling this to Elise, and I'm like, I'm getting ready to play the video, and I'm playing the video, and I notice I look incredibly like, I just look like I'm having the worst time ever. Yeah. And then when I start talking, then things get better. And I'm like, well, it's got to be a one-off. And so I go to the other video, the other clip, and I have the same blank, dead expression on my face. And I've just come to realize, and I had no idea, I got what the kids call RBF.
You do. And here's the thing.
I had no idea. It's bothersome to me in a big way.
How do you not know?
How would I know? I'm never on video anywhere. I don't even take selfies of myself to figure these things out. I never look at myself basically ever.
I feel like I invented RBF because I just assumed that I had it. And then one day somebody confirmed it for me.
No one's ever told me I have it. How would I know unless somebody told me?
But why? You're not like a smiley guy. It's like you. You and I are kindred spirits in the way that we kind of.
I smile.
But like when there's a reason to smile, you don't like.
Yeah, it's not. There's no courtesy laughs
like
going on
Katie
here.
Katie literally walks around with a smile preset on her face. That's Katie.
Yeah.
You and I are not Katie.
No.
Like, we are the opposite end of the spectrum from where Katie is. We're in the, if you don't know who I am, look, you might think I'm a Russian loan shark.
This look was like, I mean, do I always seem like I'm having the worst time ever? I promise,
yes.
I'm not.
Yes. Yeah, there's a perceptual issue with you.
Kayla, stop shaking your head so much.
You're Kayla, like, yeah. Yeah. No, I need backup on this.
I'm shocked you've never caught like a glimpse of your reflection in anything for this long, 30-something years. You've never looked in a window when you were just sitting there.
This brings a good point. Like, what do you think you looked like?
I just thought it was normal. It's
like
not
the guy
normal.
From
it's
the
RBF.
Extends commercial like 30 years ago with just a smile.
Well, no, that would be weird. That would be weird if I was just constantly like I'm the Joker or something like that, and I got like a prefixed smile on my face constantly. Yeah. No, I didn't realize it was that bad. Now, when I talk, I think it's fine. I got to be talking though. Oh, don't give me that. I got to be talking though, and then I think it comes out. It's fun. But I was telling my wife, I'm like, this is just who this is. It's a 5-hour radio show. I have no idea what clips they're going to pull. I'm just going to have to live with this.
This is my waking nightmare.
I'm not going to smile as I do a 5-hour show with you.
I can't
for all 5 hours.
I can't watch clips because all I see is how ADHD is infected every portion of what I do. And most of it is, I'm so excited. There's a clip of me talking to Brad Doherty last week. And in my head, I'm like, it's a Cavs legend. This is like one of my my first favorite players in the NBA.
It's fun.
Like, he was my gateway to loving Shaq, like my all-time favorite basketball player.
Gateway player, I don't know. This is
my guy. And if you look at it, it looked like I was being given a colonoscopy while doing my taxes.
I know.
That's what it looks like.
I know.
I just can't believe it took this long to get you there, because I
had no idea.
Like, I felt like you walked around like I walk around, which is like, oh my god, the cameras are on. I know it's good for business. It's the right thing for the show. Oh god, but god, I just look ugly and angry.
I mean, I'm having a good time in my head. I just had no idea how it was coming across to everybody else.
Katie, what you got on this?
Sorry guys, I had to run in and jump in on this. So Jonathan, this is a great story. When I started working here about a year ago, and you would come in to prep your show, and I'd be, you know, working on updates.
Yeah.
And you sit down at your desk, and you do your job, and I'm like, dude, that guy does not smile. And
I had no idea.
I thought that's what we bonded over like a decade ago when you got here.
I genuinely had no idea.
I'm so sorry. I've never told him this before, but I would go home, and I would say to my husband, Andy, I'm like, Jonathan Peterson's a really nice. I'm gonna crack him. I'm gonna get him to smile. And you
here, I am thinking I'm smiling all the time. I'm like, am I smiling?
You're smiling
too much?
Now, and I think you're because the camera's there.
I think you smile way more now. I cracked the code, and you smile.
Look at that.
Yep.
Yeah. See, again, that's perceptional. I don't think that's reality. I think you just smile like once, and I was like, look, it's Smiley
Listen,
over here.
I'm open to the idea. I just didn't like Katie very much in the beginning. I'm open to that. I'm just messing.
You're doing the reach too. That was totally a good joke. Is this a good joke?
On that note, I'm leaving.
216-474-0092. Do you know if you have RBF? If you don't know, do you think you have it? Or are you walking around in what I would say is blissful ignorance, like JP was until about last night, about 10 o'clock?
That was rough, man. That was rough. I like how you call it like it's a disease too. Do you have RBF?
It is. My face is a disease.
Man,
should the Browns continue to try and win, 92.3 The Fan.